Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and it's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking a whole society today. And I want to say to you, there are just right. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us.
Welcome, everyone. You've just tuned in to the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you that success is yours if you dare to dream and keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. If you're a first-time visitor to our show today, I just want to say welcome again, and we have another great, exciting show for you today. But before we get started, I want to say something to all of you that are sitting around, you're in your recliner, wherever it is that you're at, put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. You can check out my blog to keep informed of what's going on, and if I'll be performing in a city near you, just go to dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. That's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, and that is at C the Motivator. The letter C as in cow, MRMOT. Excuse me, folks, having just a little bit of technical difficulty. Again, that blog is, my Twitter is at C Mr. Motivator, letter C as in cow, MRMOTIVATOR. And if you want to visit us on the live show, you can listen in at area code 323-580-5712. And if you have questions, please feel free to email us at cthemotivator@yahoo.com. The letter C as in cow, MRMOTIVATOR@yahoo.com. Today's show, good news for optimists. We're going to explore the world of optimism and discuss some of our findings and effects and how you can improve your life and accomplish more simply by being open-minded. And before we begin the show, we want to welcome our guest who's here with us again at the Mr. Motivator Show. We want to welcome the one and only, the talented, the lovely, the awesome, and also she's the host of a number one Blog Talk radio show, Let's Talk Truth. Let's welcome our guest again today, Lois Bullock. Hello. Good morning, Lois. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you? I am just so awesomely blessed to be here this morning.
Great. Well, I want to thank you for coming out again, and thank you for just really delighting us with a lot of great information. Our show last week was a great show. We had our emails were flooded, and we had a lot of great questions and comments about the show. And again, thank you for being here with us. Now, what is this about optimism? Give me your take on that, because there may be some people who are listening that want to understand what optimists are. They want to understand what that word optimistic is all about. So give us your take on that.
Well, if you want to simply put, to be optimistic is just to have a positive attitude.
Okay.
But if you look at the definition from Webster, it is defined as the tendency to expect the best and see the best in all things, to be hopefulness, confidence, all of this if you're an optimistic person.
Hmm.
And that helps us along in our day-to-day lives. It keeps us happy and jubilant. And it's really totally opposite from being pessimistic.
Wow. So you're saying this particular individual is looking for the best to happen. They're expecting something good out of a negative situation or
mm-hmm.
just any kind of situation.
Well, it's not so much as when situations present itself. People that are optimistic wake up optimistic.
Oh,
They don't know what's in ahead of them for in the day, you know, in a total day's run, but they just wake up looking for the best. So that's what they do.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, So you're saying that most optimistic people, it's a way of life for them. That's
mm-hmm.
their attitude.
That's their attitude. It's the way they look at a situation.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. I know you probably worked with some people who are optimistic. Could you tell me someone that you work with, or maybe give me an illustration of someone in your family that you think has always had that kind of attitude.
I believe myself, I think I'm an optimistic person.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I don't see how we can be any other way but optimistic. We have to look for the good in every day. There's a silver lining we look for every day. And we know that things aren't always going to run very smoothly, but still, we look for it. We're looking for the best. It's like boosting our faith.
Yes.
You know, you have to have faith. This is how we live. We live by faith because we can't see what's out there for 6 hours down the road, but you've got to believe that when you reach that point, it's going to be something good for you.
Wow.
Can you imagine how you would be? I wouldn't know how to function as a pessimistic person.
Yes.
I just wouldn't know how to function.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, looking back, I think years ago when we met at the in the real estate industry, I think that was one of the things that impressed me most about you as compared with some of the other people that we work with. You were always very optimistic, and that impressed me about you. And we became friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've accomplished a lot of great things in life. I know you're a poet. You know, you're an author. You've worked in corporate America. You've owned your own businesses, and now you're very successful. And looking back, going back all the way back to, say, high school, and I know you were a competitor in sports. So tell me about yourself in sports. Did you being optimistic, did it have an effect of
mm-hmm.
even back during your early
it
years?
It does. A person who is optimistic is a person who has confidence
yes.
in their abilities to do something. And we know that everything that we have, God gives it to us.
Yes.
You know, he gives us our skills, and we have to be confident in those abilities that we have and not look so much as what other people do, but what we have been equipped to do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people focus on others and another person's abilities, but an optimistic person lives in hope, thinking about, you know, how confident are you in what you do?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's what keeps an optimistic person motivated.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you this. How were you in the competition with you being optimistic back in school? How did you do in
To be optimistic means you're a winner. You're going to win.
Okay.
You are absolutely going to win because you're not going to cut yourself short. You're not going to sell yourself short. You're going to be to the point where you keep hitting at it.
Wow.
And you keep. Life has a tendency. First of all, I've lived a lot of years and gained a lot of wisdom. And so I consider myself a life coach. If we're going to be successful in life,
yes,
you must be an optimistic person,
mm-hmm,
because that's how you're going to be successful. On a daily basis, life throws you all sorts of curves. You're never going to get up and go through a day without being hit, or something negative is going to approach you or attack you in some way. An optimistic person is one who knows how to move past those things by not standing in that place, even though a negative thing may be occurring at that time. That's not what you bargained for, so you're not going to stand still and concentrate on that negative. You're going to absolutely move past it. You know, and a lot of people lose themselves right there. Wherever a negative impact hits you, they lose themselves there, and they stop, and they never fulfill their purpose because something negative hits you. Well, there's an opposition for everything. It's going to oppose you, but an optimistic person continues to look for that good side and keep moving forward. You always tell everybody, Mr. Motivator, you say dare to dream. You know,
mm-hmm,
you will
discover your purpose.
Discover your purpose. But if you're not optimistic, you will never discover your purpose because you're going to stop the minute something comes against you. And so you have to, be optimistic about everything in life. You have to see the good side in everything. Everybody you meet, there's something good about them. I frankly believe that there's no one that comes in your life by accident. So whoever you're approached by, I believe it's by supreme design. But you were meant to meet that person. Now, everyone you meet is not going to be as positive as you are.
Yes.
But you have to have that within you that will allow you to overcome and to offer that person some semblance of hope. That's what we're here for, is to put hope into a person's life.
Yes.
And to make sure that we kind of move past that low place.
Yeah.
The reason a lot of things are happening,
mm-hmm,
on a daily basis in the lives of people, there's hopelessness.
Yes.
Look at the different drug addicts and the different homeless people. Look at all these negative things that's out there. And the reason people are out there and struggling and going through, because they feel like there's no hope.
Yes.
So you have to show them in your actions and what you're equipped to do, yes, there is hope. You don't have to stay here at this low place. You can move to a higher place. And I believe that's part of everybody's purpose, is to be optimistically inclined so that you can boost others to another level in their life.
Yes. Wow. I like what you said, and you are right. I remember years ago, I was told by some people that, hey, you're not going to write a book. You can't write a book. And I'm like, why? If I want to write a book, I'm going to write a book. And, of course, you know, I proved them wrong because I wrote a book, and my book became a very successful book. And it was dealing with being optimistic. And the name, mm-hmm, of the book is called Success is an Attitude.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to do something in life, we have to have that type of attitude, wouldn't you say? Because
exactly.
Don't you think there are people that want to put punch a hole in our balloons, they want to put,
mm-hmm,
everything on flat.
Mm-hmm. That's true. To every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. So that equal and opposite reaction, everybody's not going to think like you think. But you're equipped inside not to let that negative approach hinder you. And that's what you have to, that's where you have to dig deep within yourself and remain positive, because that's all optimism is, a positive attitude.
Yes.
And like you said in your book, success is an attitude. If I'm going to be successful, I've got to have a positive attitude. I've got to believe that whatever is there may be negative, but I have the skill to turn that into something positive. You know, you have to know that what you're being approached with, you can make it whatever you want it to be, mm-hmm. but it takes perseverance. It takes, you have to go at it with an attitude of positive optimism in order to be successful. And sometimes people just need to be successful waking up in the morning.
Yeah.
You know,
if you start your day out in the right way, get you a cup of coffee, you know, wake up with a smile.
Mm-hmm.
At the office, there are people that come in grumpy. They come in mm-hmm. angry. And I think those people, it takes a while before they can really get out of all this to start being productive.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't it sad that there are many people in life that just lose out because of being a negative
exactly.
and just having a terrible outlook?
Exactly. I was, you know, when you study optimism and you, the opposite of being optimistic is pessimistic.
Okay, now tell us what pessimistic is.
Pessimistic is just the opposite. It's the tendency to expect the worst.
Mm.
You're going to expect the worst and you're going to see the worst in all things. You'll never see anything good in anything or anybody because you don't believe that. I think it has to do with your self-worth. I firmly believe, I don't know if it has been proven to a point, but
mm-hmm.
It has been proven that an optimistic person shares a better health. Their health is better than a pessimistic person. A person who's looking for the worst, you're angry, you're frowning at everything, nothing's good, anything that comes, because you're just like a dog that's biting at everything, you know, just in a bad mood. That's really what a pessimistic person is, in a bad mood. You can't grow from that. Your health, is, you start your growth like that. You fall into a category, you're stressed out all the time. People who are stressed, that I don't care what you present, here's a red balloon. Oh, that's too red. It's going to pop. It's going to, you know, you never can see anything good about anything that's presented to you. It makes your health bad, number one. And it also, I was looking at some, benefits from being.
Well, before we go into benefits,
mm-hmm.
I think you're great. Before you go into the benefits,
mm-hmm.
I want and you hit something about pessimistic people can affect your health. Could you tell us some other things to make everyone aware that they're around a pessimist and how it's affecting them or how it could affect them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give us another example. What about a couple is married,
oh
and one
God.
Is a pessimist, and the other one is optimistic. Tell me what's the
well immediately
challenge.
This scripture comes to mind. How can we walk together except we agree?
Yes.
if I'm married to a negative person and I'm trying to stay positive, do you know how hard that is on you? That's very taxing on you. To try and connect with a pessimistic person if you're optimistic. That's really hard. frankly, I wouldn't have time for that at my at my age, and for the things that I've gone through and endured, I wouldn't want to have an opposite in my life, you know, talking about being one. Because mm-hmm. how can you be one if one is, if you're optimistic and the other one is pessimistic? How can you be one?
I agree.
You're trying to connect two opposites together. And I'm not talking about gender. I'm talking about your actions, what you are inside. You're a positive minded, you're hopeful, and they're negative. That's hard on your life.
And do you feel like people who are pessimistic, do you feel that anything that's good, do you feel like they tune themselves out of things that's positive? Do you feel like if they have a spouse that's positive, do they want to go to sleep when they're trying to present something of value? Do you feel that there's a pull, an opposite pull anytime something is presented? Maybe they want to come together and purchase a home, the other one, because of them having a viewpoint that it's not going to work. Do you think pessimistic people sometimes work to sabotage things that because they're looking at things from a bad point of view?
Of course, because if you're optimistic and I'm pessimistic, I'm not going to let you be right. I'm gonna sabotage what you do because I want to be the one that prevails. I want to show you that what you're doing is not gonna work. It's never gonna work. It's never gonna work. It's never gonna work. And what you're doing is not gonna help. It's not gonna help. It's not gonna change. We're always gonna be like this, and it's gonna always be like that. But it's always something negative. I used to encourage this young man. Because you're not going to go through life without having something adverse hitting you. Something different is going to hit you. I don't care
yes.
who you are. Some people have money. It doesn't affect you as much, but it's still going to happen to you.
That's right. We all must face adversity.
We all have adversity. But we have to understand the different levels. I mean, quite naturally, if I'm a millionaire with money, my hits are not going to be as damaging to me unless it's a certain level. But the adversary really has to work at knocking me out of the box if I've got money to recover.
Yes.
But I used to still encourage this young man, and he had to move from that pessimistic side. Because he would always say, anytime something would happen to him, I'm never going to have this. I'm never going to be able to do this.
Yeah.
And I said, you've got to stop speaking that because you're speaking exactly what you want to happen to you.
Yes.
Because I firmly believe that an optimistic person, you're looking for, oh, yeah, I didn't see it today, but I'm going to see it tomorrow.
That's right.
I'm going to look for it every day until it shows up. And so I think we could put optimism and faith. They have to be synonymous.
They run hand in hand.
They have to
right.
be synonymous.
If you're a pessimistic person, can you tell somebody you're a person of faith and you're pessimistic on everything?
Oh, I believe in God. I believe in God. I just don't believe that dark cloud's going to ever move.
Well, you know, also we have Louise here with us in the studio, and I'm going to pose a question to Louise. How do you feel about people that are optimistic and people that are pessimistic? Which one are you? Do you consider yourself an optimistic person or a pessimistic person?
I would say for the most part,
optimistic.
Who been optimistic? I guess I'm pessimistic.
Why would you say you're optimistic?
Oh.
Are you supportive to your spouse?
Sometimes. Sometimes I am, but I would have to say for the most part, pretty much been pessimistic.
Pessimistic.
Yeah. because of the fact that I've, you know, been surrounded by pests growing up. You know, my family were pessimistic. You know, that's just something that they wanted, that they felt that they wanted to achieve. And, you know, they were optimistic. But when it comes to other people, they have ways of sabotaging it and, you know, making sure it didn't come to pass. So, over time, I became pessimistic.
Yeah, but how did you overcome being totally pessimistic? What did you do to break out of that? And because there are people who are dealing with this now. That's why we have this show. Maybe there's someone who's a spouse, or maybe someone is a parent, and they're dealing with people that are optimistic.
Okay. Mm-hmm. To you would try to surround yourself by optimistic people. You know, so over time I had to, you know, surround myself with people that were
optimistic. A positive surrounding.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's really hard on a person if pessimism is all that you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know you're pessimistic until you're made aware of it.
Yes.
And but once you become aware of it, once you understand that to be negative all the time, that's a horrible existence to me. Because you never, it's always somebody out to get you. It doesn't matter what you're told, what you read, oh, that's not the right thing, or that's not what it really is. It's just like black and white. You know, if I can't believe what I put down there, I can't believe that what's written, I can't believe what's being told to me, because that's not going to be the bottom line. Bottom line is, it's not going to work for me. It's never going to work. It has never worked for me, and it's not going to work. So if it doesn't work for me, it's not going to work for you. So those are things that, frankly, it tears your inside.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't leave you with a good feeling at all. You have to get to the point where you have to override that, and you have to put your faith. You know, when we all come into the knowledge of God, that changes our faith base.
Yes.
That changes our direction. It changes our ability to believe. And so if I can't believe, then how will I ever accomplish anything? Mm-hmm. Or if I can't believe positive, if I can't be pessimistic, if I can't be optimistic,
yes,
then tell me this. How will I know if I can achieve my purpose? How do I know that I have a purpose in life?
I agree with you. As being an educator, I've experienced that with a lot of students. I've had to really work with students who, and over the years, I saw them improve. But they were told, hey, look, little Johnny, you're not going to ever do, you won't ever do good. You will never do good. It's because you're a troublemaker. It's not in the cards for you to get anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You're a loser. You're going to be a loser. And that kid, whoever told that to the kid, whether it was another educator or whether it was a parent,
mm-hmm,
do you know that thing stuck with that kid?
Yes.
And they become failures.
They fail at life.
I'm not going to try because I'm not going to do good anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
this is why you have young boys that's attracted to games.
Yes.
Because they've given them something positive to build on, they believe.
Yes.
You know, they believe, oh, well, they'll accept me the way I am.
Yeah.
I may have some shortcomings, and I may be this and that, but they're going to accept me. That's the family that accepts me. So it...
You're right. Hey, look, nobody can steal those rims as fast as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, if anybody can break that Colin Stern part and get in there and get the
car
started. Hey, you're the best. I mean, man, nobody. They're getting what they need, but in a negative way.
In a negative way. They're being pushed to being the best that they can be, but it's on the wrong side.
Yes. Man, look at, hey, look, nobody can sell those drugs on the corner the way you can, man. Look, you're the best one in our game, and you can really move those drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it's negative, because they've never had anyone
say anything positive about them
or accepted them. And it's sad that a lot of people are looking for acceptance, isn't it?
That's exactly what it is. Everyone, though they are pessimistic, they don't believe nothing, they still want to be a part of something.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to be by themselves. Or they don't want to know that I'm the only one that believes in me.
Do you think it's important for us to stay away from pessimistic people? Do you think we should try to surround ourselves with as many optimistic people as possible?
We need to surround ourselves with optimistic people, but you can't run from a pessimistic person either.
Yeah, that's you're right. We have to learn how to bounce back or how to repel those people the same way rain repels a leather coat. We have to deal with it, but not let it affect us. And if we can, maybe in a positive way, try to help that person to change their mindset.
Exactly. I tell her in my show, I talk about Let's Talk Truth.
Yes.
And I tell people every day, my show is not geared to preach to anybody.
Yes.
But that you have to apply the principles from God. You have to apply the word of God to your life in order to achieve the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to say that it's our job, the optimistic person's job, to show the pessimistic person the light. You know, I take it back to a scripture. It says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father in heaven. Optimistic people are beacons.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that they're beacons of light, and they shine
a
long way. And you have to keep shining so that pessimism will know that I don't have to be pessimistic. I don't have to limit myself.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to join that crowd.
Yes, you don't have to. And it is so awesome when you find yourself reaching, walking in a place that you've never walked before. It may be a little scary, but again, optimism. Look for the good in that walk. You're going through a forest. You've never been in there before. You don't know what's in the trees, but you're not looking for something bad in the trees. You're looking for something good.
I like what you said just then, because I think so many times, even with our youth, when you put somebody, one that's pessimistic with the youth, and you get them with a troubled kid, I think it's difficult for them to help that kid because they see that kid as a mistake and there's nothing that can help them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to believe that, have that belief with every kid that you meet, you're not going to be able to do any good. Now, I know you also would like to share some things with us about being optimistic. Now, tell me, what are the benefits? What are some of the findings that you've come across, the effects in other people's lives that are optimistic? Give us some benefits of being optimistic.
Okay. An optimistic person, finding number one. The number one thing for being optimistic.
Yes.
You find your reason for living.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You find your purpose.
Yes. That's beautiful.
Why am I here? What was I put here for?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you say it at the end of your show. Your show is geared to motivate, and it's a self-help show.
Yes.
And it's geared to help people to come out of whatever they're in, to stand in a positive light. And so being optimistic. That's the number one thing. It helps you find your purpose because it doesn't limit you.
Yeah.
You're wide open.
That's
whatever,
right.
You know, my life is going to be exactly what it's designed to be.
Yes.
And so that's the awesome thing about it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got?
Number two, it reduces the level of stress.
Oh, it reduces stress.
Through your daily experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed a person who's very optimistic, they very seldom frown?
Yes.
Get angry.
That's true.
By anything.
Yeah, they're always cool and calm.
Uh-huh. Very cool, very calm. And because at the end of the day, they know that whatever has attacked them cannot take over them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know that. So that's the one thing. So you don't have any stress. You don't have anything to worry about. Stress comes from worrying. Oh, my God, I'm never going to do this. Oh, I don't see how I'm going to do it. No, you don't see how you're going to do it because it's not your job. It's just your job to believe.
Yes.
And that's what people forget. People think that you have to get out there, find the tool, break down that wall. But all you have to do is supply the what? Faith.
Mm-hmm.
And then allow yourself to be led to the wall to knock it down. You know, we worried, oh, my God, I'll never get this wall knocked down. Where was the wall in Russia? Was it a wall in Russia? Several. And you couldn't. People on one side lived horribly. People on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, when an optimistic person came on the scene and said, no more, did the wall come down?
Yes, it did.
See, every wall will fall that's holding you hostage.
Mm-hmm.
If something is holding you hostage in life,
yes,
optimism will allow you to move it.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't it good? I'm telling you, I'm talking to you, but on the inside, I'm just screaming out in joy. Because it seems like we should be just ready to stand up and catch hands and bam, be gone in whatever direction we're supposed to go in. It seems like we've been standing here entirely too long in our lives because we have not allowed that positive insight to move.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have another one on that?
Yes, and it increases longevity.
Wow. Optimism increases longevity.
Yes.
Right.
It does. It we live longer.
Mm-hmm.
we're not stressed out.
Yes. That's incredible.
Yeah. A person that, so and so died the other day. Anytime I hear someone leaving us under 70 years old, it really affects me because I think they die too young.
Yeah.
Me too.
And they die before they're supposed to. Now, what did we worry ourselves to that point?
That's right. Is it what happened? What really affected them? Okay, you have anything else, Liz, you want to share with us?
Yes. Pessimism. Being pessimistic allows you to handle your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, okay.
And put your emotions in check.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a person who is not emotionally sound will have you running back and forth. No, I got to do this now. They don't.
Just come unglued over.
Yeah, just come unglued over any little thing. And so that's one thing pessimistic person is able to do is put a handle on those emotions.
Okay.
Happiness.
Oh, now that's my favorite. What you got?
Happiness comes from where? Within. And we depend on someone else to make us happy.
No.
How can someone else go within you and make such a positive impact within you that's going to make you happy.
I think that could be one of the reasons why there's a lot of divorce, because if you are expecting another individual to make you happy, to make you feel good, to make you be what you're supposed to be,
it's flesh.
That you're going to miss it in life.
Mm-hmm.
How can a person make you happy if you don't want to be happy? If you're just pessimistic, there's an uphill battle, wouldn't you say?
That's right. Yeah. It is a battle because, you know, nothing is operating positive for you on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So a pessimistic person does promote your own happiness.
Yeah.
That's how you stay happy and alert and alive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you can grin when the whole world is falling apart. You can still smile. Doesn't matter about what the economy is doing.
Mm-hmm.
We're sitting somewhere trying to pick out our coffin at 20 because, you know, God says he's coming back, so let me be prepared.
Yeah.
You know, we're so prepared. We're so busy trying to prepare ourselves for death until we are not living.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And then you got some pessimistic people. If the Dow Jones goes down, well, their attitude goes down.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You look, they go with whatever way the stock market goes.
Look at
their
the
attitude.
Great Depression.
Yes.
What caused people to kill themselves?
Yes.
No optimism.
Yes, you're
it's
right.
All they, pessimistic.
You're right. They lost hope.
Yeah.
And when people lose hope, they just feel like giving up.
Uh huh.
They feel there's no meaning, no purpose in life. Oh, go ahead.
Right.
I mean,
no, you're fine. And if I'm optimistic, I gain my self-respect and my integrity.
Yes.
Because I promise you, on a day-to-day basis, you're going to be hit with something negative.
Mm-hmm.
But how am I going to react to that negative? I'm still going to keep my integrity intact.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep my self-respect intact. Why? Because I'm optimistic that where I am right now, I don't have to remain there.
You're right. What would you say about the people who maybe you've seen lately in the news that go to the airports, go places, want to shoot people or go into the post office? Would you say those were pessimistic people?
Those are pessimistic people. They don't see change anywhere in sight. They don't see any good in anything in sight.
Okay,
so therefore they have to destroy something.
Yeah.
Let me destroy this.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to ever work.
Yes.
So I'm going to destroy it and then thus destroy myself.
Wow. So I guess you would say that's the same thing with the people who decide to do these bombings, you know, or they get caught in the Taliban. Would you say these are people who are pessimistic about everything?
And this optimism takes the next one I was going to talk to you about is exactly what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
It enhances our coping skills.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
See, we have an ability to cope with the situation
mm-hmm.
until we change it.
Yes.
Or until it's changed.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're optimistic, you have more of a chance of coping with those. You have coping skills,
mm-hmm.
and it enhances those. And you have to, that helps you with what? Your life struggles.
Yeah, exactly.
There are struggles in life, but you have to have coping skills
mm-hmm.
that says, I'm going to stand here until this changes.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, I get what you're saying. There are a lot of things that wouldn't and couldn't exist if they weren't fueled. Would you say racism couldn't exist if it was not fueled with the fire of pessimism?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
These are people
and for those of us that racism actually affects,
yes.
We have to be optimistic in order for those coping skills to kick in
yes.
that will not allow me to get down and dirty just like racism is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
See, racism will not define who I am.
Yes.
Just because someone doesn't like me for the color of my skin, I think it's stupid.
Yes.
But I'm just going to still live. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to worry about the Klan coming and burning the cross in my yard.
Yes.
You know, they might, but I'm going to stand regardless.
I got you.
And I'm going to move past that.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you're saying Dr. Martin Luther King was really an optimist, mm-hmm. because if he wasn't optimistic,
mm-hmm.
There's no way a man would have gone through all of that negativism,
right.
and expected something to end, the dream to be positive, you might say.
He had to be an optimistic person because
yes.
that's what optimism does.
Uh-huh.
It makes you persistent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It makes you persistent for change.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I believe he was persistent for change.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, he had to be because down in the, back in the day, had he not been persistent, he never would have gotten things accomplished. That
he did. So optimism brings in change. So
mm-hmm.
the progress that we've experienced
mm-hmm.
today up to this point,
mm-hmm.
even with having a president in office who happens to be black, you didn't hear me
yeah.
say a black president,
uh-huh.
a president who happens to be black,
exactly.
optimism got him in the office, would you
exactly.
not say?
Exactly. Exactly.
Optimism lets you look on further down the road instead of just looking just right immediately in front of you.
Yeah.
Because when you're optimistic, you're gonna do everything that you can that's going to affect people that goes beyond your immediate family, but going to affect everybody.
That's
in
right.
a positive light.
Mm-hmm. That you're absolutely right.
Would you say the people that continue to create roadblocks, create challenges, and they want to make the assessment test for the students that are trying to get into college, get into high school,
mm-hmm.
you say a lot of those are pessimistic people that are doing that because why would you try to make it impossible for a kid to graduate from high school
mm-hmm.
or to college or to wipe away their hopes? Would you not say those are pessimistic people?
Exactly. They're pessimistic.
Yes.
But it takes an optimistic person to push past all that.
Oh, you're right.
And to actually to believe that I have the right to move past it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And another thing that I wanted to bring about
yes.
when we're talking about optimism is it brings fulfillment.
Wow.
And satisfaction.
Fulfillment and satisfaction. You hear that, folks? We should focus on being optimistic and allow that to be a part of our life.
Mm-hmm.
Fulfillment and satisfaction, is that not what every individual in the world wants?
Mm-hmm.
They want to be fulfilled.
Yeah.
They want to live a satisfied, rewarding life.
Mm-hmm.
They want to feel that they've fulfilled their purpose. They've
mm-hmm.
Helped another individual. They've passed something on.
Right. And you can tell pessimism, pessimistic person,
mm-hmm.
no matter what they do, they've got to do more.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I've got to do more.
Yeah.
This is just not fulfilling. I've got to do more.
Yeah.
I've got to do more.
Yes.
I've got to do more.
Yes.
So there's no sense of fulfillment there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The same thing, you could put this with whatever it is you're looking for in life that you can't very well find your way to being satisfied with what you have. If you think about it, people who, I'm going to get some drugs because
mm-hmm.
I'm not fulfilled.
Uh-huh.
If drugs was the answer,
yes.
all you'd have to do is get high one time
yes.
and fulfillment would be instantaneous.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But since that's not fulfilling, you have to do it over and over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you have to continue to do over and over and over again, the same thing, that's not where your fulfillment should come from.
You know, I agree. When you said that, I thought about the late Whitney Houston.
Mm.
And Whitney, her voice was
mm.
so beautiful, just an amazing lady.
Mm-hmm.
Her charisma, she just lit up a room when she walked into it.
Mm-hmm.
And to see those drugs just take an effect
mm-hmm.
and devastate her life.
That's right.
I think it's just such a tragedy because she was fulfilling her purpose.
anyone can sing and make the goosebumps of just break out on your face and take you to a whole nother level.
Mm-hmm.
That, would you say that was a powerful individual?
Yes, she was, and she just allowed herself to be unfulfilled,
mm-hmm.
Pessimistic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there it is again. Pessimistic.
Because when, it took away her,
mm-hmm.
it took away that promoting the, her healthy living.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, an optimistic person, I want to be around. I want to see my grandkids.
Yeah.
That's right.
I want to see my grandkids and great-grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
Optimistic people want to visual. They want to see down the road.
That's right. I want to do something positive. So I want to see, you know, I want to see my daughter get married. I want to see my son get married. These are things. So we're going to promote our healthy living.
Yeah.
I want to live so I can see these things.
Yes. And I'd like to add here's an article that I came across in the Reader's Digest, and it's called Why It's Smart to Be Optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about the things that they found that benefits people who are optimistic. And this piggybacks off
mm-hmm.
what you said,
mm-hmm.
and it's a confirmation. In this particular article, it said that people who are optimistic, mm-hmm. they're susceptible to heart disease.
Ooh, yeah.
Their blood pressure is typically 5 points lower than other people's.
Mm-hmm.
They live on an average more than 9 years longer than the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you can go ahead. I know you have some more problems, but I had to add that with what you're saying, because you are just really giving us some great ideas of why it's so
mm-hmm.
important to be optimistic.
Yes, and it all boils down to our healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Anything that's positive is
yeah.
healthy.
Okay.
It continues where you can have a positive outlook,
mm-hmm.
then change is inevitable.
Yes.
A positive change is inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen.
Yes.
It's going to happen. How much of it do you want to do? Our positive anticipation for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, you're pessimistic. Man, I'm anticipating big things,
right.
You know, and you have to really feel that way. Our level of productivity
uh-huh.
goes up.
Okay,
yeah, a lot of things.
The product level.
Yeah.
The productivity level.
Uh-huh.
Excellent.
And that's right.
Time to do it.
Mm-hmm. And it says it allows you to deal with failure. See, a lot of people, if you fail at one thing, mm-hmm. a pessimistic person will stop.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, mm-hmm. but an optimistic person is going to get up, pick themselves up, brush themselves out, and go a new direction.
Mm-hmm. You're right. So, in other words, you say there's a businessman who's had several businesses, and all
mm-hmm.
of them, none of them would work.
Mm-hmm.
But and it took that ace business before it finally took off.
Yes.
You would say that's the power of a pessimistic person, right?
Yes, because they are continuing to believe that they can be successful. Mm-hmm. You can't stop being successful until you engrave.
What about there's an individual who tried to get his business going, and things didn't work for him in school, and that person decided to take their lives, you know.
Horrible.
So you say that the people who commit suicide are most often those people are pessimistic.
Who are pessimistic?
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's exactly.
So they see
right.
no purpose.
That's right.
For living,
because this the being optimistic helps us to develop our patience.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if I'm killing myself,
yes,
I'm impatient.
Right, and you don't want to deal with
what's going on, and I don't want to deal with it.
You want to get out the picture right now.
Yes, I want to go right now. Isn't that horrible?
It is sad.
It's how much optimism plays a major role.
And then some of them want to take other people with them.
Yeah.
I said, well, I want to die. I want somebody else to die with me.
I want to die of natural causes. No, I don't. I want to be caught up. I'm going to stay here until the rest.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, is there another one you want to share with
yeah.
me?
It's a lot of different. Proactive. I found in corporate America that the word proactive really works. Because if you want something to run smoothly, then you cut out the negative before it gets to that point.
Yes.
You know, do something before something happens.
Yes. Amen.
You know, do something before. If you know something, I think about this all the time because I'm around young people. It's my job, I believe, to help them to reach a certain level of maturity where they can be very optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in advance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let me move this out of the floor because I'm going to have my grandbaby is going to be coming in here about an hour. So let me get this up now. I wouldn't wait for them to get there and stumble over something and hurt themselves. So you got to be proactive.
Yes.
You've got to be proactive. You've got to do something to alleviate a problem so the problem won't come by.
Wow.
an optimistic person is a powerful individual.
A powerful individual. I'd like to add a few more because we're getting ready to end the show. But folks, all you that are listening today, I hope that you've taken down some notes. You're listening to take this at heart because it's not too late for you to change your attitude, to change your mindset. Go ahead, do some soul search, do some research, and find out more about what this optimism is all about. And use this to change your world and make it a better place.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason to be optimistic is that among people with this similar medical condition, those who feel healthier live longer. Folks, optimism is an action.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a state of mind. You can probably guess that optimists move around more. They eat better, and they smoke less.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the word that Lois mentioned earlier, happiness. All of us want happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Happiness comes and goes. But optimism means steadily working toward a better future.
That's
folks,
right.
You've got to expect better. You have to expect for your business to succeed. Expect for your kids to graduate from a school.
Mm-hmm.
Expect your marriage to get better. You hear couples say, our marriage, we've been married for 50 years and our marriage has gotten better. It's sweeter. Because being optimistic, they've learned to appreciate each other. We have to appreciate life and appreciate where we are. And if you're going to change your situation, I will say to everyone right now, get away from those people who are trying to get you to become pessimistic.
Right.
Don't allow that to cause you to miss your opportunities in life.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who are on every end of the spectrum. You can find people that are pessimistic. They're negative about the car. They're negative about life. They hate their kids. Hey, I'm so pessimistic. I'm just atheistic about anything.
Everything
that has something to do with being positive.
Mm-hmm.
And lack begets lack. What's on the inside of you, you're going to attract it. And if you're optimistic, you're going to have optimistic people coming around you, wanting to be friends with you. And if you are pessimistic, the people that are going to surround you are the people that want to blow up the earth, the people that want to shoot up everybody in their household, the people that can't because things aren't perfect in their lives,
mm-hmm.
they want to harm themselves and others. Folks, it's a way of life.
That's right.
Again, Lois, I would like to thank you for coming out and being a part of our
day.
Mm-hmm. Louise, I want to thank you. And folks, remember, this is Mr. Motivator, and I'm reminding you that success is yours. You got to become optimistic. And when you become optimistic, you can dare to dream. Keep thinking big.
Mm-hmm.
You will discover your purpose in life.
Mm-hmm.
Again, folks, thank you for tuning in to the show, the broadcast today.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking forward to seeing you, being with you the same time next week for another exciting show on the Mr. Motivated Show.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great day. We love you. See you next week.